Red Wings hold it in. Here's Samuelson faking the shot. Sends it in front. Redirected. The Red Wings score. Johan Franzen. Back to Franzen in behind the Avalanche net. Brings it out in front. He scores on a hellacious backhand shot from down low. Hlinka's pass off the stick of Zetterberg. And here come the Wings 2-on-1. Zetterberg and Holmes from over the line. Zetterberg cuts inside with a shot. Budaj the save. Rebound. Second effort. Franzen scores. It's the hat trick.
Call him a one-man wrecking crew. Call him Johan Franzen. Ken Cal with the call on 1270 WXYT in Detroit. As Franzen had his way with Colorado, he tallied the first hat trick of the playoffs in a 5-1 win in Game 2, and then he did it again in Game 4.
Hudler makes a shot, hands it off down low, gets the return pass from Cleary. Cross ice for Lindstrom, they score! May have been tipped in front by Franzen. If it was, it'll be the hat trick goal for Johan Franzen. And on the power play, the Red Wings take a 7-1 lead.
Dave Strader, the call right here on NHL Radio as the Red Wings bury the Avalanche 8-2 to complete the sweep. Franzen's 9 goals is a new record for a 4-game series and equaled the team total for Colorado. Pittsburgh dispatched Ottawa in 4 straight games and then took 2 more at home against the Rangers. The series shifted to Madison Square Garden and the Pens made it known early. Same story, just a different venue.
Crosby gets the puck. On to the right side to Dupuis, who's on his off wing. Rangers in front of Crosby, a redirect stop. Rebound score! Marian Hossa drives it in! And the Penguins take a 1-0 lead!
Mike Lang and the Penguins Hockey Network as Marian Hossa scored 62 seconds into Game 3, and Pittsburgh went on to a 5-3 win. But the Rangers were determined not to be swept aside.
Malkin, the 21-year-old from Russia, will get an opportunity against the Swedish star Lundqvist. And here he comes with speed. He'll take it across the blue line. Moving slowly now. Moving towards the net. Comes in with a stick handling move and shoots him. Caught by Lundqvist and knocked aside. And the Rangers' Lundqvist stops Evgeny Malkin.
Mike Lang again as Henrik Lundqvist stopped his second penalty shot of the playoffs en route to a 29-save shutout. And New York stayed alive with a 3-0 victory. Teams fight for home ice advantage, but the Stars don't mind making the trip to San Jose.
Dallas goes on the job for the first time in the game. Richards to Modano. Tried to go across the ice. Morrow was wide open. Zuboff to Modano. A shot. He scores. What a pass. And what a shot. And it's 3-2 Dallas.
Ralph Strange is the call on News Talk 820 WBAP in Dallas as Mike Modano had the deciding goal in Game 2. It was the Stars' 8th win in 9 visits to the Shark Tank. Back in Big D, the Stars made it a 3-0 series lead, although the Sharks found a way to stay alive in Game 4.
Campbell carries into the corner. Throws it across ice. Thornton centering pass. Chip. Score! Mikola can cheat you both in the slot. One of them deflected it. The Sharks score on the power play. They're up 2-1.
Dan Rusinowski on KFOX in San Jose as Milan Mihalik's goal early in the third period forced a Game 5. Philadelphia let Game 1 slip away in Montreal, but the overtime loss was a wake-up call, especially for R.J. Umberger. He had a goal in the defeat, 2 goals in Game 2, the game winner in Game 3, and then 2 more in Game 4 to lead the Flyers to a 3-1 series lead. Tim Saunders with the call on WIP in Philadelphia.
Loose puck, Flyers bat it up the center ice. R.J. Umberger's got an empty net. He'll skate the center ice. He's got a man in front, took the shot. It's deflected wide in behind the goal. Carter back to Umberger with a backhand. He scores! R.J. Umberger, his second goal of the game. 6 goals in this series alone.
I'm Joe Tolleson for NHL Radio.